We are in Daphnen Chesam and Aleph. Let us start from the Bereise. Tana Rabbanan Kesidurei Becheil Kach Sidurei Beshabbos. A very sosom dike Bereise. Just like we mesader the Tomid Becheil, that's how we mesader it in Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kesidurei Be'erev Pesach. We mesader it in Shabbos like we mesader it Erev Pesach. My comma, what is the Baraisa telling us? Omar Abaye Hochi comma. Kisidurai Bechoil Be'erev HaPesach Kach Sidurai B'Shabbos Be'erev HaPesach. So the while we see Abaye, in order to understand the Baraisa, added two words in the Baraisa, Erev Pesach. That we're speaking about when is one makriv the tomid Shabbos Erev Pesach. So Rabbi Shmuel says the same time you makriv the tomid Erev Pesach b'chol, that's when you makriv it b'Shabbos. Kisidurei b'chol b'Erev HaPesach, and Erev HaPesach, this man of the Shritas HaTomid is Sheva Umachze. Kach siduri b'Shabbos b'erev ha-Pesach, so Shabbos she'also makriv it shiva machze. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, kisiduri b'erev ha-Pesach. Now, if b'chol means erev ha-Pesach, so what is Rabbi Kiva saying? So then Abai has another few words. Rabbi Kiva Oimek Sidurei Be'erev HaPesach Shechaliyah is Be'erev Shabbos. That this man, Shchitas HaTomid, in Shabbos, that is Erev Pesach, is similar to this man of the Shchitas HaTomid of Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach. Kisidurei Be'erev HaPesach Shechaliyah is Be'erev Shabbos, Kach Sidurei B'Shabbos. So Memele, so Rabbi Kiva is saying that this man, Rabbi Kiva is saying this man of the Shchitas HaTomid in Shabbos is Sheisha Machtze. So that is the Machloikis, Rabbi Yishmoel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yishmoel holds that this man, Shchitas HaTomid in Shabbos, Sheva Machtze. And Rabbi Kiva holds this man, Shchitas HaTomid, is Sheisha Machtze. Umas nisen diktoni bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. The Mishnah that says that bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos this man shchitas atomid is sheva umachze, Rabbi Shmueli. So it comes out our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Zokte gemore b'mai komiflegi. What is the machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? The Musafim Kaidman Levazichim Kamiflagi, if the Musafim have to be before the Vazichim are after the Musafim, or Vazichim Kaidman Levazichim. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Musafim Kaidman Levazichim. The Vazichim, the Aktoris HaVazichim, the Sid, the Chiluk Lechem Aponim is after the Musafim. Musafim Kaidman Levazichim Ovid Lahu. You have to make the musaf before the bazichin. It's therefore the musafim b'sheish u'bazichin b'sheva. The musafim is b'sheish. That Rashi explains because it says b'yoim. So that it be tzumay shol yoim, so it has to be b'sheish. And the bazichin afterwards is b'sheva. Ba'ovid ul tomid b'sheva u'machtze, and the tomid is sheva u'machtze. That is the earliest you can make the tomid. Rabbi Kiva sova bozichin koidme le musafim. Rabbi Kiva holds the bozichin are before the musafim. Is bozichin bechomesh u'musafim b'sheish. Ovid le tomid b'sheish u'machze. This is what we had learned yesterday. How Abai had learned shat in the Bereise, that Abai learned according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Tomid, b'Shabbos, we're makriv, shevel, we're shoychet shevet, nishchat, shevel machze. because we can't shachter earlier, because we have to be makrib the musaf in sheish in the bazichim sheva, chila sheva. And Rabbi Kiva holds, no, you could be makter the bazichim before the musafin. So the bazichim is chamesh, the musaf is sheish, and the tamid is sheish machze. That's how Abaye learned pshat in the Baraisa. And he added a few words in order to explain the Baraisa. Maskif lo Rav, so Rav did not like this pshat. You have to add a lot of words. Midi Rabbi Akiva kisidurai be'erev ha-Pesach shchaliyes be'erev Shabbos k'toni. Did Rabbi Akiva say, did he mention what it says in the Baraisa? Rabbi Akiva says kisidurai be'erev Pesach. It doesn't say shechaliyes be'erev Shabbos. Ela omar rove, ochi koma, kisidurai b'chol da'alme, kach tzidurai b'Shabbos be'erev ha-Pesach. Es ist according to Rabbi Yishmael, this man of Shabbos Erev Pesach is this man how whenever we shaykh at the Tamid Bechel, so by mail it comes out, just like we shaykh at the Tamid Bechel, Shmeinu Machze, so in Shabbos Erev Pesach it's also Shmeinu Machze. So come out, the Psochem, you'll start shechting Teisha Machze, Divra Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Oymer kisidurai be'erev Pesach. No. Just like every Erev Pesach, the we shech the Tomid Sheva Umachze, so Shabbos, it's also Shabbos Umachze. Shabbos, that's Erev Pesach. Mas nisn diktoni, bein b'chil, bein b'Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva, a Mishnah that says, that sai b'chil, sai b'Shabbos, this man shchitas atome de sheva machtes Rabbi Kiva. B'may kamiflegi, b'michmor bisro kamiflegi. If we're chayish, if the meat will spoil, if there'll be a longer zman for the meat to hold before the laila. Rabbi Shmuel sovar chayshinon l'michmor bisro. That means if you'll be magdim, the shchitas atomet, you'll make the shchitas atomet sheva machtes. So then it'll come out that you'll start the Shchitas HaPsochim, Shmeino Machze. So Shmeino Machze, till the Laila, the Shabbos, you can't roast it. It's in the spring, it's hot, so it'll spoil. So therefore Rabbi Shmuel held that we have to be Ma'achar, the Shchitas HaPsochim, Shabbos, Shechaliyas Erev Pesach. So therefore, we say that we're makriv the tamid, the normal time, shmeino machze, and we start the shchitas hapsochim later than during the week. We start the teisha machze. Teisha machze ad alayla, it won't spoil. That's the svov Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva sova lecheshine lemichma bisra. We're not chayish lemichma bisra. So memele, so fakert, since there's a lot of psochim, we have to see to be magdim, this man of the Shchitas HaPesach, so therefore we are magdim the Tomit to Shevo Machtz. So the Gemara says, Eloi Chayshinon, if we are not Chayish for Michma Bisre, and we want to be magdim the Shchitas HaPesach, Nevdei B'Sheisha Machtz, so let's make the Tomit Sheisha Machtz. During the week, we can't make it Sheisha Machtz, because we have to be ma'acher the tomid shalbein abayim in order to enable to bring the dorm and the dovitz. So therefore, during the week, when it's Erev Pesach, make the tomid sheva machzah. But Shabbos is known the dorm and the dovitz. And it is proper that we should be magdim the shchitas ha-Pesach. So let's make the tomid sheva machzah. And for the Gemara, kosovar, Rabbi Kiva holds Musafim Koidme LeVazichim. You can't make it Sheisha Machza because the Musafim have to be before the Vazichim. So Ovidu LeMusafim B'Sheish UVazichim B'Sheva V'Ovid LeTomid B'Sheva Machza. This is the earliest Zman we could be Magdim the Tomid and Sheva Machza. That's what we were up to yesterday. Maskif lo Rabbe Bar Ule. Rabbe Bar Ule did not like Rav's Pshat and the Baraisa. Midi kisiduroi b'choil, kar siduroi b'shabes b'erev ha-Pesach div Rabbi Shmuel Ktoni. Did Rabbi Shmuel mention that he's speaking about a Shabbos of Erev Pesach? He said, kar siduroi b'shabes stomach Ktoni. They did not mention that they're speaking about a Shabbos of Erev Pesach. Let's learn the Baraisa literally, without adding words and distorting the kavonas habaraisa. Kesiduroi b'chol, kach siduroi b'shabes. So speaking about every Shabbos, and every Shabbos we makrev the tomid, like you makrev it b'chol. And on that Rabbi Kiva says, no, every Shabbos you makrev the tomid, like you makrev the tomid erev Pesach. Another see how it goes. Elom Rabbi Barulo, hochikton. Kesiduroi b'chol da'ume. Kach siduroi b'shabes da'ume. Just like this man that we're speaking about during the year. So just like during the week, this man shchitas atome de shmoine umachze. Kach siduroi b'shabes da'ume. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Shabbos is also shmoine umachze. Even though the reason that it is Shmoine and Machze B'chol is als Nedorim and Nedoves. And Shabbos, there's no Nedorim and Nedoves, so we'll see later. Rabbi Shmuel also with Geizer Shabbos Otochol. So therefore, the same Zman that we have, B'chol, Shmoine and Machze, we have B'Shabbos also. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, no, you're not Geizer. You don't have to make it like we make it B'chol. Kesidurei be'erev ha-Pesach da'alme. This man, Shchitas HaTomid, is like normally when Erev Pesach is, kach sidurei b'Shabbos da'alme. Every Shabbos, this man of the Shchitas HaTomid is Sheva Umacht. Umasnisen diktoni. So the whole machloikis that we have between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is Shabbos in the middle of the year. Shabbos in the middle of the year, are we geizer Shabbos otuchoil? Are we not geizer Shabbos otuchoil? Yeah. But, umasnisen diktoni, our Mishnah which is speaking about Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, there it says diktoni bein b'choil bein b'shabbos. There we have, there it, our Mishnah says, that Shabbos Erev Pesach and Chol Erev Pesach, this man is Sheva Machze, Divrei Hakali. That could be there's no Machloikis. That means the Machloikis that the Barais is telling us is during the year. During the year, Rabbi Shmuel said, you should make it Shmoino Machze, because we're Geizer Shabbos Otu Chol. We don't have an incentive to make it earlier. We don't have any hecker to make it earlier. Like this, Pesach, we can see that it's different. The Shabbos is different than Chol because you have to be makrib the psochim right afterward. So it's not so, the gzeire isn't so important, Shabbos Erev Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel was talking about during the year, where you have a gzeire Shabbos HaTuchel, so therefore during the year, Rabbi Shmuel holds, this man, Shchitas HaTomid, Shmoine Machze. Rabbi Kiva does not hold of this gzeire. Rabbi Kiva holds that loy gazrine. But it could be that, Shabbos Erev Pesach could be everyone will hold that it's Sheva Machze because there it's not all to be geizer because you see it's different to Shabbos because you make the Pesach right afterwards. So we have a heker that this is different than Chol. So Masnisen Diktoni Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbos Divrei Hakali. But my commitment, and what is the machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in the middle of the year? Bigzeiris nedovis nedorim kamiflagi. Rabbi Shmuel sova gazrin in Shabbos otuchoil. Rabbi Shmuel holds with Geizer, Shabbos Otto Chol, you have to make it Shmoina Machze because of the Dorm and the Dovis. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Shabbos, you also have to make it, Gezrina Shabbos Otto Chol. Rabbi Kiva Sova, like Gezrina, we're not Geizer. There's not a Dorm and a Dovis, so we're Magdim, the Shchitas Atomet. But other Rabbi, Zriza Magdim ala Mitzvahs. Frag the Gemara, loy gazrinan, if we're not geyser, Shabbos otochol, nevdei bevovo machze. So let us make the Tomid the earliest possible, the shtet shebi vovo machze. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Barulu says, Kosova, just like Rabbi said, that Rabbi Kivol's musafim koidmen levozichen, musafim b'sheish, b'zichen b'zayin, v'obedle le Tomid b'zayin o machze. The earliest to make the Tomid in Shabbos is Zayin Umachta. Ba'alme Zot Rashi Kol Yemoy Sachol B'Shmoyin Umachta. Kach Sidure, just like Kol Yemoy Sachol at Shmoyin Umachta. Kach Sidure B'Shabbos Yishol Kol Hashone. It's also according to Rabbi Shmuel Shmoyin Umachta. Ah, why do you have to be ma'acher? The shchitas atomet is not a dorm and a dovis Shabbos. Chayshinan l'srach nedorim d'chel. But if you'll be magdim the tomet b'Shabbos, you might be magdim it b'chel also. Dilma also l'misach l'mevet b'chel nami b'sheva. You'll make it b'sheva. Umipsali nedorim unedovis shel achel. And if you'll make it b'sheva, mifsali nedorim and nedovis shalachov. And that what Rashi says, mifsali nedorim and nedovis shalachov l'chayre, is a bissel modne. That means, let us say, that they'll learn out chayl from Shabbos. They'll say, just like by Shabbos, you make it to the tomid sheva or machzah, sheisha machzah, whatever it is, so we'll make it b'chayl also. So what will be the kilkul? So the kilkul l'chayru will be as follows. The kilkul will be the kahanim come home early Shabbos. They come home early and the wives ask them, how come you're home so early? They say, so made the tomid shel barabayim sheisha machze, come home early. So the wives tell the husband, no, I'm tust hazoi in Shabbos, can't satana say b'chayl also. So they'll agree, it's a good idea. So now, they'll also make it Sheisha Machza. Fine. They'll make it Sheisha Machza. Now, that'll be the Kilkul. So the Kilkul will be like this. The new procedure, the Kahanim decided, we need a shorter work day. We're finished. The Shitas Atomi, the Sheisha Machza. Fine. Okay. Sheisha Machza, they were Makrib the Tomi. They're Makrib the Tomi, Sheisha Machza, and they have a whole line of people with Nedorim and Nedovitz. Now they wake up at Sheisha Machza, they want to be makib in the Dorm and the Dovitz, so they'll come, so what'll happen? So they'll tell them, sorry, we were makib the Tomit Shobain Arbayim, we can't be makib after the Tomit Shobain Arbayim. So L'chayre, the Kilkul will not be that the Dorm and the Dovitz will become Nifsal, the Kilkul will be, they won't be makib in the Dorm and the Dovitz. These people were waiting patiently to be makib, that they won't be makib in the Dorm and the Dovitz. And Be'emerson, that's what Rabbi Nechananu says. Rabbi Nechananu says, Rabbi Nechananu says as follows. B'lei magdim minele, you're not magdim Shabbos the Tomit shel Bein Abayim. G'zeiro shelo yovoi lahakdimoi b'chol. You might be magdim it b'chol. The Yisharu and the Dorim and the Dovis, that's the Kilkul. The Kilkul will be, if they'll be Magdim the Tomid, the Kilkul will be that they'll be stuck. They can't be Magdim, they won't be able to be Magdim than the Dorim and the Dovis. Not that they'll become Posel. How will they become Posel? They won't become Posel. So what is Pshat and Rashi? So Abodachim and Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Well, later we're going to see in the Gemara that the Issa, you're not allowed to be, that the Issa Hakrove, after the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim, is an Issa Haktore. You're not allowed to be Maktir after the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim. The Pasuk says, V'hiktir Oleo Chelvei Ashlomim, all the Haktores have to be after the Tomid Shel Shachar. Not allowed to make a Haktore after the Tomid shel Bein Arbayim. So the Melech, so you know what the Kilkul is going to be? The Kilkul will be as follows. The Kilkul will be Del Shecht in the Dorim and the Dovis before the Tomid shel Bein Arbayim. Del Shecht it. And then all of a sudden the Kahanim are going to come and they have now a new union today, a shorter work day. They're going to be Makriv, the Tomid shel Bein Arbayim. Now that'll be with all the one makta the murim of the nedarim and the dovis. They'll say, sorry, you can't be makta. So what's gonna happen with the kolbim? So it's gonna become puzzle. You weren't makta, the zmanak toras the murim is after this day. Can't be makta tomorrow. You have to be makta the yom hashchita. They won't be able to be makta, so it's going to become puzzle. So that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, Ulmevet b'chel b'sheva, Umivsali nedarim and nedarim shalachot. That means the nedarim that you shechted before, and as yet you weren't makta the murim, so these nedarim and nedarim will become puzzle. That's pshat in Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Oimel, Kol Shabsi Sashono, Hu Nishchat b'sheva, Matze, Kisidra Erev Pesach, V'gazrinim mishemchel. So the Gemara says, "Oy bazoi." So if that is the machloikis, the Rabbi Barulah said the whole machloikis is only during the year. So it could be that what it says in our Mishnah that Shabbos erev Pesach et sheva machze divrei hakeloi the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva lei airi berev at Pesach klal. Uchamas nisin svirlo bein bechel bein b'shabbos could be erev Pesach is better. So the Gemara is the Kasha, if Rabbi Kiva is not Goyzer, Nevdei B'Shei Shumachze, so let us make it B'Shei Shumachze. He's not Goyzer, there's reason Magdim Ele Mitzvahs. So why do you wait till Sheva Machze? So the Gemara said, Kasova Musofim Koyim Ele Vazichin Garsinim. So Memela, so you can't make it. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meis. So now we had a three-way machloikis how to learn pshat in the beraisa kisidurei b'chol kach sidurei b'shabbos. Abaye, Rove, and Rabbi Barula. Meisvei. Now we have another beraisa, which is a little clearer. Tomid kol hashone kulo korev kehulchosoi nishchat b'shmoino machze v'korev b'tesu machze. Period. So that's the koloshon. We do no machlekes in that. Ube'erev ha-Pesach, erev Pesach nishchat b'zayin u'machzen, v'korev b'ches u'machzen, erev Pesach et zayin u'machzen, v'korev b'ches u'machzen. That's during the week. Chaliyos b'Shabbos. Kechaliyos b'sheini b'Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that Shabbos, Erev Pesach, we're speaking about Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, it's Zayin Omachze. Chaliyos b'Shabbos, Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Chaliyos b'Sheini b'Shabbos. It's like any other Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is Zayin Omachze. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kisiduroi b'Erev HaPesach. So what is this, what is he saying different than Rabbi Shmuel? So Kocher Rabbi Kiva has to mean over here, Kerev Pesach, Shchaliyos Erev Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiva holds it's Vovo Machze. Rabbi Shmuel says it's Zayin Machze. So this is Mamish, the way Abaye had learned Pshat in the Machloikis. The Machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is Erev Pesach, Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel holds is Musafim Kaidlum of Azichin, so it has to be Sheva Machze. Rabbi Kiva holds Vazich and Kaidmel and Mosaf and so Sheisha Machze. That's Mamish this Baraisa. So the Gemara Bishleim el Abaye Nich. According to Abaye, it's very good. El el Rove Kasha. But according to Rove, it's Shver. Rove said that Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Shmoina Machze. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Sheva Machze. And here it says, Faket, according to Rashmol Sheva Machzeh, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Cheshe Machzeh. Omar lecho rove loiteime kechal b'sheini b'shabbos. Erase the two words, not kechal b'sheini b'shabbos, ala eimo kisheini b'shabbos. Take out the words we hear, take the chof and kisheini b'shabbos. So let us just see how the Loshna B'raise will be. Let us go back to Loshna B'raise. So the B'raise says, בערב הפסח נשחט בזיים ומחצה וכל בחסר מחצה. חל ליאס בשבת, ערב פסח יש בשבת, כשני בשבת, כחל ליאס שטייקה ווי, כשני בשבת. So if it's ערב פסח יש שבת, so it's like a normal שני בשבת. A normal שני בשבת, not כחל ליאס. כחל ליאס means when ערב פסח is חל. You take out the word כחל, if Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, it's Kisheni B'Shabbos, like a normal weekday. A normal weekday, it's Shmoyna Machze. So my mail, that's Rabbi Shmoyl. Rabbi Shmoyl holds it's Shmoyna Machze, because he's Chayish for Michmo Bisre. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Erev Pesach. It's not like Kisheni B'Shabbos, like Erev Pesach, so it's Sheva Machze. So by erasing these two Aishes, Kichal, he made the Barais just the way he said Pshat in the Barais. Let us see Rashi. Bishloim el Abayinich. The Midakomer Rabbi Shmuel, Chal Liyois B'Shabbos, Kichal Liyois B'Sheini B'Shabbos, Akochel Kisidroi Erev HaPesach, the Komer Rabbi Kiva. It can't mean that Erev Pesach, that's Chaliyah is B'Sheini B'Shabbos, no, Erev Pesach Chaliyah is B'Erev Shabbos Koma. I skipped over Rashi. K'Chaliyah is B'Sheini B'Shabbos, Erev HaPesach, Shehatomid Nishchad B'Sheva O'Machze. It's Chaliyah is B'Shabbos, K'Chaliyah is B'Sheini B'Shabbos, Erev HaPesach, Shatomid Nishchat B'Sheva Machtze. B'Sheini B'Shabbos. So now, Rashi, why does he chap on Monday? That if it's Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, so there's the same Zman like when Erev Pesach is Chal Monday. So what's the Yichus of Monday? So Rashi is Chad Mima Yisachil Noket. He wants to say, like, any weekdays, he chaps on Monday. The Easter Amri, no, it's, but, Yoime Kame de Shabbati de Chozi la Abeis al Noket. He wants to happen the first weekday that could be Erev Pesach. The Chad de Shabbata le Chozi la Abeis. Sunday can never be Erev Pesach. The Loi Badu Pesach, because Pesach can never be on a Monday. So, why can Pesach be on a Monday? The reason Pesach can't be on a Monday is because it's like this. If Loi Badu Pesach, because if Pesach is Badu, so then Shavuos is Gahaz, is one day later. And whatever Shavuos is, that's what Ishana Rab is. So, if Shavuos is Gahaz, that means, let us say, if Pesach is Vov, so then Shavuos is Zayin, so then Hishana Rabbe is Zayin. So, this take doch nicht. If Hishana Rabbe is Zayin, so you won't be able, so we'll be Doichid Netilas Arove, because Netilas Arove is not Doichid Shabbos. So, Mamela Hishana Rabbe cannot be Zayin. Now, if Shavuos is Gimel Hay, if Shavuos is on a Tuesday, so then Yom Kippur will be on a Friday. If Shavuos is on a Thursday, then Yom Kippur will be on a Sunday. And what's bad, the Yom Kippur should be on Friday or Sunday, because if on Friday or Sunday, so we have two Yomim Kedoshim, one after the other. If a Meis be Yom Rishon, there'll be a problem for the Kvura, we'll have to wait 2 days, before we'll be able to make the kvura, so therefore we will not make. So we make sure that Yom Kippur should not fall out on a Friday or on a Sunday, and we do this by making sure that Pesach does not fall out on a Monday or a Wednesday. So let's get back to Rashi. So Rashi wants to bring up Pshat that the reason why did he hop on that it's Kisheni B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach Shechal B'Sheni B'Shabbos, the Loi Badu Pesach, because the first day Pesach can never be Sheni, so the first day Erev Pesach in the week can only be Sheni, because the first day Pesach can be Yom Gimel. The Loi Badu Pesach, Zuktrashi V'Lav Milsehi, Shrei alpi hariya hoyu mekatshin. We're speaking about Bizman Abayis, when we're makrib the Tomet. Now, Bizman Abayis, they were Mekadish Alpiriya. So Rashi Tainis, when the Mekadish Alpiriya, so Memeilu then came in the Shmach and Dichishbainis. Dichishbainis, whenever the Edom come, that's what it is, Resh Chodesh. So therefore Rashi does not like this pshat. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kisidurei Erev Pesach Asini Besulai. L'michmer bisra chayish, according to Rav, the Rabbi Shmuel's chayish, l'michmer bisra, so comes out that Shabbos, erev Pesach, et shmoyne machzech, sudori b'chol ba'al mekom, aktoni, hoche kechal, liyois b'sheini b'shabbos, if it says klor, not like Rav, ala ema kisheini b'shabbos, he took out the word chal, sheine erev ha-Pesach, like, b'haino b'shmoyne machzech, d'chashina, l'michmer bisra. Let us go a little further. Meisvei, second baraisa, chaliyois b'shabes. If erev Pesach is chaliyois b'shabes, kisidroi kol hashone kulo. So you shech the tomid like you shech the whole year. Oh, that sounds like shmoyne machzor. That's mamish like chove. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. No, if Chali is b'Shabbos, so you shech the Tomid like you shech the Erev Pesach. So it's normally Erev Pesach is Sheva Machzeh. So this is Mamish like Chove. And Rabbi Shmuel says this man is Shmoyne Machzeh, and Rabbi Kiva says the man is Sheva Machzeh. Bishlam l'Rove nich elu l'Abaye kashe. Omer l'Abaye loy teime kisidroi. Kol Hashone, don't be goyres kisidroi kol Hashone, which means shmoyne machzeh, ala eime kisidroi kol Hashonim kulom divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That it means that chaliyah is b'shabes, so it is like erev Pesach most of the years. Most of the years it doesn't fall out on a Friday, it falls out on a weekday. So memele, so in other words, that it's sheva machzeh. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kisidrei HaPesach Shchaliyos B'Erev Shabbos, and it is Sheish Machzeh. Keseida Kol HaShone, and it is Shmoyne Machzeh, D'Chshinil Michma Bisre, Kol HaShonim, Sh'Erev HaPesach Chal B'Chol, D'Shachtinu B'Sheva Machzeh, Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kisidrei HaPesach Shchaliyos B'Erev Shabbos, and Sheish Machzeh. Now let us see Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, Divrei Hakali, Ubein Bechoil, Ubein Bishabis, Diktoni Bemasnissen, Rabbi Bar Ule wanted to say as follows. The machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva is, when one is makriv, when one shechs the kolben tomid in the middle of the year, are you geyser Shabbos or Tuchel? Rabbi Shmuel was regeizer Shabbos atochel. So just like by Chel, it's Shmoyne Machzeh, by Shabbos it's also Shmoyne Machzeh. And Rabbi Kiva holds, you're not geizer, it's at Sheva Machzeh, and you can make it earlier, because Mosafim Kainin Levozich. But, Erev Pesach, there's no machloikis. Erev Pesach could be, everyone holds at Sheva Machzeh. Zuktoisves, ubein b'choil, ubein b'shabes, diktoni b'masnissen, loikoi areishe, ela erev Pesach. That's what Rabbi Barulo wants to say. Tomid nishchat b'shmoyne machzeh, it's a matter of opinion. That's going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Tomid nishchat b'shmoyne machzeh, b'kol b'tisha machzeh. Period. And the Tana did not speak about Shabbos. The Tana didn't speak about Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Balula, will be going on the second aloche. On the first aloche, what the din is by Shabbos, the Tana didn't speak about it. That's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, was tutzach Shabbos. But Erev Pesach, it's Sheva Machzeh. That's what Tosfos wants to say. Divrei Hakalu, Ubein Bachel, Ubein B'Shabbos, Tektoni Masnis, Leikoi, Areishe. Ela, Ala, Erev Pesach. But the Kamei Divrei Hakalu, now what the Gemara says, that they all will be moide, that Shabbos, Chaliyas, Erev Pesach, will be B'Sheva Machzeh. Hainu kloima de matzinu lameimu divrei hakel leplukte dahach bereise de kaminelo. That means from what we see from this bereise, we only see a machloikis Shabbos beemtza hashonim. What a halacha will be Shabbos erev Pesach could be divrei hakel. Everyone knows it's sheva machzeh. There's no raya from this bereise. Avol ikeshne bereises the maisi b'somach. He says that's only from this bereis. But later we see klal that there is a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Shabbos shchalis b'erev Pesach. The pligi b'egi b'shabbos b'erev Pesach. Mahani badi klamishmet alav devrei hakelu. And a chanami from these later bereises she could see klal that they're not moide by Shabbos shchalis b'erev Pesach. Rabbi Barula said, from this bereis we don't even hear. Ke'ilu chal b'sheini b'shabbos. The Tosfos ain't tzorich leforish the dafke nokat sheini to hu yoyme kame de mikle be'ar ba'osar de chad b'shabbat aleichosi la'abese de loibado pesach. So Tosfos says, you can't say that he chapton b'dafke sheini b'shabbos because this is the first day in the week that could be erev Pesach. So Taisus da kochach le Rove, the muki lo b'sheini b'shabes da'alma. According to Rove, Rove says it doesn't mean shechali is b'sheini b'shabes. It means that the Shabbos shel erev Pesach is like a normal sheini b'shabes in the middle of the year. Like have sheini b'shabes dafke. So according to Rove, zichad is no cheshben by chapt on Monday. The leib erev Pesach, he's not speaking about erev Pesach. He's speaking about a Monday in the middle of the year. So if you're speaking about the middle of the year, you can speak about a Sunday already. So al kochich chapton tamos on a cheshbon. The berapay the huadil abayim lo yedavke in loch. So memela so Tosfos is machiach that the cheshbon of sheni b'shabbos was just picked at random without any cheshbon araya from Rove. So memela huadil abayim. Rashi shehikshe dal piha riya hoya mekatshin. Rashi yes, psalom de shekashin. You can't say that there is a, that Monday is the first day of the week that can be erev Pesach, because when the mekadosh al pi riya, it could be Sunday also. Ein nira lari. That kash is God, not a kash. The afal God doya mekatshin al piha riya. Hoyu nizorim shelo yavoyu trei shabi bahadi adodi. They still were careful. They still made sure that you shouldn't have Yom Kippur and Shabbos together. Demrine behedye perikama de roisha shone. Ma'aymim ala choyde shenire bizmanoi loymar shelo yro. They convinced the Edom that they shouldn't say that they saw the Levona bizmanoi, in order to make sure that you should not have Yom Kippur and Shabbos together. So Memele, even though they were Mekadosh al Piriye, Bezdin made sure that Loi Badu Pesach. V'od Amrinim B'shiru Eiluk, B'shilui Eiluk Shorim, Chel Bei Shabbos, Krevim B'yom HaKippurim. I weiss tochois that it was possible that Yom Kippur came after Shabbos. I lochayr Tosfos says beznet zechar eingemisht alma bahadi adodi nini muki lo bachol kachem domim ein ben atzeres latzeres alada b'diyamu bulvat. There's a machloikis tanoim if litzoyrech beznet zechar eingemisht. There's one tanoim that holds tacherem hold that beznet zech came on the time gemisht ein ben atzeres latzeres alada b'diyamu bulvat, and it doesn't matter what will come out. But in that pshat, in this bereise, in Chel Bei Shabbos Krevim B'Yom HaKippurim. But according to the Tanne that holds in Rosh Hashanah that Beznet Zech Yain Gemish, same Zech Yain Gemish, that Filo Deo Mekadosh Al Piriyim. Elo L'Rove Kosh. So the Gemara says, according to Rove, Ishver. Here it says that that Chal liyos b'Shabbos. Chaliyos Shabbos erev Pesach. So it's like Chaliyos b'Sheni b'Shabbos. So you see, klal that erev Pesach is now that's the second halacha. The first halacha is it says that the tamid is nishchat. The Tomid is nishchat normally shmeina machze. Taimel, Rabbi Barula namei tikshi. The ledvorov l'Rabbi Kive musofin koidmen lebozichin. According the way we're learning pshat now the Baraisa. So the Baraisa says as follows that according to Rabbi Shmuel. It is Chalius b'Shabbes. It is Shevel Machze. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's Sheishem Machze. Dr. Taisus, L'Rabbi Barula, Nami Tikshin, L'Dvob Rabbi Kiva, Musofim, Koidma, L'Vezichim. And here it says, Klol, Afima, Shabaraisa, Kabayi, L'Rabbi Kiva, Tomi Nishchat, B'Sheishem Machze, V'Mkayim, Vezichim, Koidma, L'Mesofim. V'tiritz Rashba, the L'Rabbi Barule Loikoi Rabbi Kive Ella Areshe. According to Rabbi Barule, Rabbi Kive is not going on Pesach Shechalius B'Shabbos, because the Baraisa starts off, some say with the Din Tomit, the whole year. Tomit, Kol Ashonik, Kulakov, Kilchosai, Nishchat B'Shmei Lamachs, V'Kol B'Tesa Machs, Erev Pesach, then Rabbi Shmuel says, Zayin Lamachs. So Taisvi says, Tirz Rashbi, L'Rabba Baru, L'Koi Rabbi Kiva, El Lo Areshet, Pani Tomit, Kol Ashon, Nikov, Kil Chosoi, Mashma, Lo Yishna Chev, Lo Yishna Shabbos, it's what, it's Shmaina Machze, Olo Pali, Rabbi Kiva, Bomo, the Shabbos, the Alme, Ke Erev HaPesach, which is Sheva Machze, Aina Mamish, Ke Rabba Baru, Oye Taritz, Ke Rove, the way Rove says, Pshatnat, Ke Chaliyos, not kechaliyos. No, it's kesheni b'Shabbos. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Now we're after the cheshbonos. Tana Rabba. Minayin shelo yeidovel koidem letomid shel shachar. How do we know that one is not permitted to be makriv a kolbin before the Tomid Shel Shachar? Talmud Loimer says Obiyo Le'aitzim, that's the seed of the Atzei Meroche, V'orech Oleho, and after you were Mesad the Atzei Meroche, V'orech Oleho Ho'oilo, and then afterwards you should be Maktir the Oilo. My Talmudis, how do we know that this is going on the Tomid Shel Shachar? Omarove ha'oilo oilo rishoine. The first oilo, the choshev oilo, the oilo. So memele, so it says, after your mesada, the atzei maroche, the first haktore has to be the haktore of the oilo stomach. Let us see Rashi. Minayin shelo yeidovor niktar b'marocho mishenercho shachis. Koidem l'tomid shel shachar. The first actor has to be the actor of the tomid shel shachar. Tamad loime v'orach oleho. Boso, after ubi ole koim ksiv, the hu sider maroche, so after yem esader the atzeh maroche, then v'orach oleho oilo. Mai talmud da hai ho oilo a tomid shel shachar. Koi, it's going on the tomid shel shachar. Ho oilo, oilo rishoin. Bidalaksib ochala oilo, eloho oilo, ochikoma, v'orech oleho miyad. You should, right afterwards, ho oilo hachshuva, choshuva oilo, hamuro tchila lochol ho oilois, v'hainu oilos tomit. So the Rishash makes the, swivels around the words a little bit. Tikol ben tomit, Ksiv bereishit the parshas kabonis. He said that the kolbin tomid is the first kolbin, so that's called the choshev. That's called the oila choshuva. The one, the parshas kabonis, when the Torah spoke about all the kabonis tzibur, the first kolbin is the oila tomid. So that is going ha'oila, oila rishayna, the first oila which is mentioned in the parsha of the Kolbanis Sibo. How do you know you cannot be makriv anything after the tomid shel bein arba'im? Talmud loimer vehikter aleho. You should make haktor after aleho is going at the tomid shel shachar vehikter aleho. After the tomid shel shachar, you should be makter chel veyashlom. So here we see you cannot be makta after the Talmud shel bein arba'im. Frek the Gemara, my Talmud, Amar Abaye Oleho after the Talmud shel shachar shlomim, v'loy al chavet, but not after the Talmud shel bein arba'im. After the Talmud shel shachar, you makta chel v'yashlom. Fine. Maskif lo rove, good. Eim o shlomim udaloy nakri. That's what it says. The chel v'yashlomim have to be after the Tomid Shol Shach. That's true. It can't be after the Tomid Shabbain Abayim. But how do you know? What about an Oilo? Maybe it could be Makhtar an Oilo after the Tomid Shabbain Abayim also. Just they specify Babke Chelbe Ashlomim. Ha'oilo is Nakrim. Elo Marove. That Ashlomim does not mean the Kolbim Shlomim. Ela Ashlomim Oleh. Hashlem Kol HaKolbin Eiskulom. That means you should be mashlim all the chalovim of all the kalbonis aleho after the tomid shel shachar. So from here we see you cannot be maktir anything after the tomid shel bein arba'im. Zok Rashi. Vehikter aleho atomid koi. This is going on the tomid shel shachar. The sefer the crow v'ochi koma v'hikter al ha'oila hazois kloima achareho chel v'yashlom v'eim ha'shlomim udalei kol v'yach atomit shel bein arba'im ober oilas yes moses hashlomim loshen hashlom zog tais ha'oila oila rishayin. So we learn out from this pasuk that the Tomid Shel Shachar is the first korban that you are maktir after the Haroches Atzei Hamaroch. Tema, Frektach Toisvis, the Bezvochim Peire Kolatodir, Mavkinen Mikro Achin. This din, that you have to be magdim, the Tomid Shel Shachar, before any other korban, we learn that from a different post. It's not... State the Mishnah Zoy, Hatmidim, Koidmin Lemasafim, you have to be Makriv, the Tmidim, before the Misafim, Shen Emal, Milvad Oilos Haboika, Shel Oilos Hatomid. That it says that you bring the Misafim after you brought the Oilos Hatomid. So why do you need to psuk it? I said that is at medium kindness of suffering, when I'm about to say, I shall tell us that Tomid, I will say, which is I will say, Tomid, should be before anything else. And here we learn now, so why do you need two psukim to tell me that you have to be magdim to Tomid, Shoshach? The lekala meymar, the hosam itzlich litzibo, she'ein lot medium umesofim, elo kidei echod meyam. So Taisu says, I'll tell you an info. Our Bereis is telling us, if you have a Tomid and another Kolben, which one are you makre first? So it says, ha'oila oila rishon. That means, in Seder, you're makre the Tomid before anything else. That Mishnah that says, atmidim koidmul umasofn, is not speaking about Seder. It's speaking about you have one behemoth. And the shaila is, what should I use this for? Should I use this for a tomid? Or should I use this for a musaf? I have one behemoth, what should I use it for? So, we can't learn out from our posik. Oila oila rishoyne is a din seder and you have both. So you're magdim the oila to the other kolben. But that Mishnah is speaking about if you only have one behemoth, what kolben should you be makriv? So that is pshat in the Mishnah. Hatmidim koyd milam asofim. That means that if you only have one, so the tmidim come first. Milvad, that means when are you makriv a musiv? If you already were makriv a noilo. If you weren't makriv the Talmud, don't think about a musiv. The Talmud comes first. That's pshat in the Mishnah, that if you only have one behemoth, you should use it for the Talmud. So Taisus says, let us look. There it says, there's two Mishnahs. The first Mishnah says that Todir is Koidim. And that's the din of Tmidim Koidim Lamasov. Then it says the next Mishnah that Mekudish is Koidim. The next Mishnah says like this, Toktoni Hosom Dam Chatos Koidim Udam Oile. Now what is Pshat over there? So there Pshat Din Kdima means you have both, and the Shaila is, which one should you be Zayrik first? So if it's all one big Mishnah, Dam Chatos Koidim Udam Oile, and before it says that the Tomid is Koidim Lemusiv, so it means the same. Just like Dam Chatos Koidim Udam Oile means in Seder, you Magdim Dezrikas Adam, of the chatas before the oilah, so within your magdim, the krovis hatomid before the musaf. So we're back where we started from. The slum arise from the oilah. The dumi desava to be the mamasofet. The lack of the maim, so maybe you can't say that. The lack of the maim, anamidit strikhotanina laake, two din. One din, one posik is telling us that is a din seder. You should be magdim. One person is telling us, is that inside you should be magdim the tummy to the dust. And the second is telling us that if you weren't magdim, it's possible. The taisves, the batchelus amina behedi the lucky kuva, that lamaisa, if you were makriv the musa before the tummy, it's kosher. So it's not magdim. So we're back to the kosher. The yesh loima. So taisves is going to say in this kosher two thirds. One time Tais is going to say, you're right. That Be'emison, both psukim are telling us a similar halacha, that you should be magdim, the tomid, to whatever kol. But there's a difference, whatever kol we're speaking about. The hosam itzach lemusofim, the loikodmi, that posik is speaking about a kol musaf. That pasuk is speaking about Mulvad Eilus Abaykish Eilus Atomitasos Eilus, speaking about the Musafim. So it's telling us that that you have to be Magdim the Tomit to the Musaf. Dosa Mitzvah le Musafim, the Leikodmi, that the Musafim are not before the Tomit. Vahoche, in our pasuk is speaking about Lenadarm and Ledovitz. Our pasuk is speaking about Lenadarm and Ledovitz, that you have to be Magdim the Tomit to Lenadarm and Ledovitz. And there's a difference. Utsriche, the Shema Musafim Chamiri, Shehem Kolbim Tzibah. That means if we would only say our pasuk, I would say, that's true. You have to be Magdim, the Tomit, and the Dom, and the Dovis. The Tomit is a Kolbim Tzibah. So, Mel, you have to be Magdim, this Kolbim Tzibah, to the Dom, and the Dovis. Aber Musafim, you could be Magdim, the Musafim. So, therefore, it has to say, Milvad Oilus Haboike. Oy Shema, but if it only say Mavadilus Habaika Shalos Atomit, I say Shema the Dom and the Dovis Khamiri, Shirgilim Mitsuyim Yois, I would think Lagabi the my love Todir Sofashtaitzach. So the Tomit is more Todd than the Musiv, so therefore you have to be Magdim the Tomit to the Musiv. Mashainkim the Dom and the Dovis which are Motsui. So I would think that there's no dinkdima of Todir over Motzi. So Memeil and the Dom and the Dovis could be Magdim to the Tomit. So that's why we need our Pasuk Oilo. So he's both Psukim are telling us the same din, telling us a dinkdima, but it matters, but each Pasuk is telling us a dinkdima by a different type of a kolm. The Gemara in Zvachim is telling us this, that they were Magdim the Tomit to Amusif, and the Gemara is telling us we're Magdim the Tomit in the Dom and the Dovis. Inami, our second Teretz, Kro de Hoche lak Domes Aktorin. Forget about it. There's no difference what kind of a call. But we're talking about two Dinek Dimis. The pasuk in Mizvachim, what the Gemara, the Mishnah brings down, is speaking about that you have to shecht the Tomid before you shecht another Kolben. And our pasuk is telling us that you have to be makter the tomid before you mak another cup. In amikod ochel akdomes haktore, the baktore ksit. V'orach oleh hoilo, fakert the first haktore should be the haktore of the hoilo. Akhod ochel atodir lakdomas shchite. V'tasu eseilu basiyas adam ksit. That's the gmata shchite. So memele, so there are two psukim, and each one is talking about a different chelik of hakrove. That's speaking about the shchita of the tomid has to be before the shchita of the other kabonis, and here it says the haktor has to be before. Others ask if the whole lomdis of the posik in Zvochim is that we learn now from the kol atodim echaveri todir koidim, that is the maila of todir, that is the maila of todir, so I can figure out already that the haktore of the tomet has to be before the haktore, also what the din todir. Why do you need a special posik? Tell me that the shchit has to be before, and the haktore has to be before. If there's a lomdus of todir, the Mishnah learns out, kol atodim echaveri todir koidim, so the lomdus is al todir. So memele, so why do you need two psukim, one on the shchit and one on the haktor? Period. About kaponim, these are the two terutzim. Either I need one pasuk for kol musaf and one pasuk for that is a link dim of the tamid before the musaf, and we need another pasuk that's before the dominant of this, or one pasuk is for the shchit and one pasuk is for haktor. V'hod the parish bat cheles, ka behod is nan, at midim, ein ma'akvin as amusof. Says the Talmud is not ma'akiv the musaf, the koma heichi dom. He lamed the islay or the kadeim, that he has a Talmud and a musaf. And it's not ma'akiv to be mekadim, v'sanye minayim shaloye dobo, haber aise maisi hoder of it. So the chayre said the kash is as follows. The kash is according to the first teretz of Tosfos that our posik is speaking about the dom and the dovis. That posik is speaking about musafim. So the chayre, if the gemara asked the kasha, the gemara brought a mishnah ain't that midim ain't ma'akven as hamusafim. So speaking about musafim, the one being a raya. That there is the nikdima of the Tomit to the Musaf. So why do you bring Arba Reis, which is speaking about the Dom and the Dovas, bring the Mishnah and Zvachim, which is speaking about Musafim? That place was Kasha. Bishum Delosh and Shaloye Dova Koide Mashmet Fe Ikuv Lahoche Asye Tfe Mina Mishnah. That means that the Mishnah by says it's not Ma'akev. The Mashal explains how what Taisu said, that Lefi Emes, it's not Ma'akev, it's Taka like this. But the Gemara, the Havim, it is Ma'akev. So the Gemara thought, from Abba Reise, it says that it is Ma'akev. Shelo Yehei Dovo Koidem Letomit Shol Shachem. So he wanted to bring a Loshen that twice Tais Iko, that's why he brings down Abba Reise. Mashma Tveikev, Lochi Asi Tveimina Mishnah. Inami Lememre, the Gemara means that not only is there a din k'tima by shchita, that the labak torah like number chol atodir tomit shel shacher koide. The labak torah is also a din of k'tima, not only by shchita. Ach kosh, period. The mai itzrech. So we have two psukim and Taisus was miyash of the two psukim. The mai itzrech ha oila umovat teipik lei the tomit koidem le musafim. The betomit ksiv ba boiker, umesofim ksiv biyoim, the mashme bitzume shal yoim. Taktaisis, I have a new posik. It says ba boik, by tomit it says boiker, and by musav it says yoim. So memela, so out that I will know that the musav is after the tomit. Yeah. Ach kosher. Mint lechayre. I'm just there's such a cheshbon. Later we'll see. On the minchas chinuch makes such a cheshbon. But lechayre, and this kasha, I mean, what will be if they were ma'achel the tomid? They were ma'achel the tomid. The yoim could be, let's say, it will be if they were ma'achel the tomid, and now it's yoim. According to the Tanoim, you can still be makrib the Tomid. So what will be the din that will ma'achar the Tomid? Now it's Yoim already. And you have now a Tomid and a Musaf. What do you do now? L'chayra also. So they need a Pasuk. You need a Pasuk of Tomid. It's the din of Todir. You makdim the Todir to the Todir Kaidim. I mean, if you'll have as man, that already became already this man of the Musab, and you can still be makrib the Tomid, so l'chayre, then you need this Pasuk. L'may d'amrinim atcheles, t'leke ikuve ba'akdome l'tomid. Now, that will be the Gemara says in Menachos, that there's no psul if you were makrib the korban before the Tomid, osi shapa d'amrinim b'rei sheirim. Gmar says in Erev in Shlomim Sheshachtam Koidem Psiches Dalsis Ahechel Psulim. If they shechted a Shlomim before they opened up the Dalsis Ahechel, so it's possible. Shenemar Veshachtoi Pesach Oyel Moyed Bizman Shem Psuchim Blei Bizman Shem Neule. So Lachayre, so Taisis has a kasha, that Lachayre, when they were makriv the Tomid already, they opened up the Dalsis Ahechel. So Memele, so why do you need now a Pasuk to tell me, Shlomim Sheshachtam Kodim Sichas Dals Hegel is possible? The only way you could have this Hegetim is they weren't Makrib the Tomid. So if they weren't Makrib the Tomid, so it's possible because you were Makrib the Shlomim before the Tomid. But the way we said now, that the din of Hakdomis HaTomid is only Alechadchiladikidin, so Memele, it's very good why you need a Pasuk to tell me that if he shechted the shlomim before the tomid and the dalsus and the dalsus ahechel were sogu, it's possible. Because al tkdimis ha tomid is no psul. Period. V'hoh de toni betesefte de mechilten kol hakotshim shekrivum koidem tomid shol shachoy shikvanach ha tomid shol ben abayim psulim shein lecho koidem לתומית של שחר לקטוירס ואין לכו שמסעקב החתומית שבין הבאים so תוך שתי כלות תויסט just said before it's not מעקב so תויסטס היי פסולם היינו מדרבונן that what it says it's possible means מדרבונן it's possible